you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I'm Keith Murphy. The seventh and final Hy-Vee Classic had its moments, but in the end, the results were as predicted. Let's bring in John Sears. What are you doing?
Trying to make the show better. The Collinsworth slide.
By crashing into me.
Yeah. All right. Let's just do it again. Let's do it again.
It's a live show, John. I don't just do it again.
Live from WHO HD, it's Sound Off with Keith Murphy and John Sears, featuring Andy Fales with What's Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to Sound Off.
Jeez. Oh, welcome to Sound Off. Alongside the sliding John Sears, I'm Keith Murphy. What's Bugging Andy is on the Hy-Vee Classic tonight. You okay?
Sorry about that hit there, yeah.
That's a little harder than expected. Sound Off at 515-282-9010, the hot topic, the Hy-Vee Classic. Drake made the Cyclones sweat, but Iowa State finished up strong to pull away down the stretch.
The Hawkeyes jumped all over the UNI Panthers, and it was over quickly. Iowa thumped UNI by 23 points. Let's Sound Off, 515-282-9010.
Cyclone fans are amped up for Iowa State's bowl game like none before. That bowl is the Valero Alamo Bowl, but it might as well be the Busch Light Bowl. We Iowans love our Busch Light so much, the Alamo Bowl goes with the flow. Hello? Check this tweet. Random dude just wanders into the middle of the Alamo Dome field, yells, "Hello?" and then cracks open a tall boy Busch Light. Quote, "The river walk overfloweth with Busch beer." Alamo Bowl president Derek Fox. He'll toast a Busch latte while wearing a sweater vest. Busch Light tweets to the Alamo Bowl, "See you there." Yeah, count on that. And check the new Alamo Bowl merch alert. What sells out first, the flannels, koos balls, or the hats? Put me down for beer. Busch Light is our unofficial state beer. Young, old, rich, poor, Cyclone, Hawkeye, it's the tailgating people's choice. We have a state of 3 million people and 16 million gallons of Busch Light each year. Cyclone fanatic editor Chris Williams could be at the El Bait Shop with 300 handles, and he'd prefer a Blue Tasty. Chris says blue-collar fans don't need anything fancy, just a loyal, dependable, no-fuss beer. I have another friend who boasts, "I can afford any beer I want. I choose Busch Light." Well, la-ti-da, or whatever the opposite of la-ti-da is. Last year at the Liberty Bowl party, bar owner Jerry Lawler, the king, other king, told our Michael Admire live on the air that Cyclone fans drank him completely out of Busch Light. And Lawler said no one in Memphis had heard of Busch Light. Well, they've heard of it now. I've never stood on a bus and shotgunned a Busch cookie, but I'm no hater, so cheers to you, Busch Light swilling Cyclone and Hawkeye fans. Happy bowl season.
It's a tall boy right there. All right, speaking of bowl games, the bowl season actually kicked off this weekend. Five bowls played on Saturday, five already on December 15th. Do you know how many bowl games there are this holiday season? 41. That means 82 teams will be participating in the postseason. Now, the knee-jerk response is 41? 41 bowl games? Are you kidding me? That's way too many. And it probably is, but my response is the exact opposite. I love it. Feed me more games. Now, I certainly won't watch most of the games, but it's football. We yearn for the sport for 9 months and then people want to complain there's too much in December? Come on. Who cares if they want to have a celebration bowl between North Carolina A&T and Alcorn State? Or a DXL Frisco Bowl between San Diego State and Ohio? Or a Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl between Marshall and South Florida? Sure, the names can be ridiculous, but again, it's football. As a society, we crave options. Hundreds and hundreds of cable channels to choose from. What are we in, like the 65th season of The Bachelor? How many cooking shows or game shows are there? It's all about options. So do I really care who wins the famous Idaho Potato Bowl between Western Michigan and BYU or the Cheez-It Bowl between Cal and TCU? No, but it's free football in December when the other options are a Hallmark cheese-filled Lifetime movie or Home Alone for the 100th time. I'll probably watch that though. Point is, stop complaining over the number of bowl games. Enjoy them. College football will be gone in less than a month.
Those are some good points. I think the biggest reason people get so down is they just feel like there should be a tournament.
Now, if we're talking tournament, then I'm all
bracket,
in on the
– yeah. A real one, not yeah. four oh, teams. But yeah,
I'm all in on that, yeah.
Yeah, that would be great.
Down the road a few years, I think we may see something expand.
All right, John, let's go through the Hy-Vee Classic right now. I want you to catch me up here. Okay. Let's start with the Iowa State at Drake game.
Best game of the tournament.
Yeah. You texted me at one point. You said, Drake looks really good. Drake may win this.
Yeah.
But Iowa State, when needed, stepped up and did what the favorite team should do.
And I kept thinking watching this game, okay, when is Iowa State going to pull away? When are they going to make their run and expand their lead? And Drake always had an answer. In the second half, they're up by five. DJ Wilkins hits a big NBA three. They're up by five. But Iowa State finished the game on a 19-5 run. Drake kind of fizzled out down the stretch. Mariel Shayok hit some big shots. Michael Jacobson was huge down low for Iowa State.
He's been huge this whole season.
Yeah, man, what a transfer he has been. But I expected Iowa State to win, but I think I was more impressed with Drake than Iowa. And that's nothing against Iowa State.
It's relative to your expectations.
Exactly, yeah, because I expected Iowa State to win, and they won the game. But I think I was more impressed with Drake of first-year coach Darren DeVries and what he's done to bring in all these, a couple transfers, some JUCO guys, a few recruits here and there, and they look really good. I really think this Drake team could be a top-four team in the MVC.
Okay, in the late game, it was expected that Iowa would win easily.
And that dunk right there, by the way, by Taylen Horton Tucker was crazy.
That was a great dunk. It was expected Iowa would win easily, and maybe it was even easier than expected.
I expected Iowa to win by 15-20. Now, I didn't expect them to jump out to a 25-7 lead right out of the gates. But they did what they needed to do. The defense was very good. UNI is going to struggle this year. There's just something missing right now with UNI. I really like Ben Jacobson as a coach. I think he's a really good coach. But something is missing right now.
They're not missing last year, too.
They're not hitting shots, and they have no size. And that's a bad combination, and it showed against Iowa, who has size and was hitting shots.
All right, we will make room for your calls in the upcoming segments, 282-9010. It's time for lookalikes with a local connection. Tiny Ref judges a hunk of hawk at the Waveland. Says Iowa defensive end A.J. Epinesa looks like talk show host Jimmy Kimmel. This is pretty creative. Tiny Ref, do you agree?
Is it the goatee, the mustache goatee?
I think it's the eyes, hair? Too.
Yeah.
You know, I never would have thought this.
That's not
nice
bad,
job.
Though. Yeah.
My hunk of hawk. Pastor Mike Householder of Lutheran Church of Hope looks like NFL official Clay Martin. This is a deep dive, Tiny Ref.
Okay, now for someone to know who Clay Martin is, an NFL ref?
It's impressive.
Guys, you've heard of porch pirates stealing our packages. Well, something was stolen from us this week. Some of us didn't care, and some actually approved. That's what's bugging Andy next.
It's time for another game of knockout. Three can stay, but one has to go. It has to be knocked out.
Social media, one of these has to go. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or Snapchat? Well, which one is out?
The vote is on Twitter, so I'm guessing Twitter is pretty secure.
Probably
going to
be being,
here.
Yeah.
For me, it's Snapchat.
It's Snapchat for me. It's the one I don't do at all. For,
I think Facebook might win
But
this.
Snapchat is big with the young kids.
People are really frustrated by a lot of things about Facebook. First, it was the Big Four Classic, later the Hy-Vee Classic, but by any name, it's done.
And that's what's bugging Andy.
The Big Four Classic is now history, and you could fill a phone booth with all the people who are losing sleep over that. Why don't more people care about losing this unique sporting event that brings our biggest basketball teams together in our biggest city? Well, it's not because we didn't care enough. It's because we didn't care about the right thing at the right time. Cyclone and Hawkeye fans didn't care when their teams decided to kill their long-running home-and-home series with the Bulldogs and Panthers, even though no one argued that those games were both more interesting and more competitive than most of the other non-conference games on the schedules. Then, they didn't care that the Big Four Classic was put in a terrible position from the get-go by posing as a tournament when it wasn't a tournament, by attempting to play on the Cy-Hawk rivalry when it didn't feature a Cy-Hawk game, and then by suggesting that Wells Fargo Arena was somehow more centrally located when we all knew that you can't get more centrally located than the old system, which located the games in the central part of the actual college campuses. It wasn't easier for Cyclone fans to go to Wells Fargo than Drake. They're in the same city. It wasn't easier for Hawkeye fans to go to Des Moines than Cedar Falls. UNI is already full of Hawkeye fans. It was a move that was all about money and power and less competition. Those are three things that we all denounce. They're three things that we swear we're above. But the Big Four Classic is more proof that we're actually okay with it all. Will we miss it? No. But that's because we missed the point back in 2012. More interesting games were traded for less interesting ones. And we missed our chance to say we won't stand for it. That is our loss. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
Bowl season brings a new Who's in Your Five list, plus more live calls, including...
Oh my gosh. Wait, what?
Is he really back? Oh, yeah, I guess he's back. Follow us on Twitter at SoundOff13. Bilski writes, need to get the home and home back. Love those games. ISU would lose their fair share, but the atmosphere is great.
Matt writes, Dolph is still undefeated.
Dolph is
Go
undefeated.
Hawks.
Yeah, how about that? Who's in your five actual bowl games this year? These are part of those bowls you were talking about, John. Number five, the Red Box Bowl.
Red Box.
Number four, the Bad Boys Mower Gasparilla Bowl.
Love that one.
Yeah, it's a good name. Number three, the Dollar General Bowl. Mm. You may not want to buy that gear. Number two, the Cherubundi Boca Raton Bowl.
Whoa.
And the number one choice, it was in, I think, the Cheez-It Bowl.
Cheez-It Bowl.
The Cheez-It Bowl,
I
not to
like
be
Cheez-Its.
Confused with the Cheezer Bowl.
Wait, what?
The Cheezer Bowl.
Are you telling me he's...
Cheezer is apparently back. Cheezer, is it true?
Yeah, how you guys doing?
There he is.
How long has it been?
Cheezer, we missed you. What happened to you? People ask me all the time, what happened to Cheezer?
Yeah, Iowa State might be pretty darn good in basketball this year. Aren't they going to be?
I think so. They're doing fine, Cheezer.
Once they need Lindo Wigginton back, and they need Cameron Lardy Gage.
Did you guys know I went on a hot date last Friday night to Buffet City and Clive?
Did not know you. Wait, now you took her to Buffet City?
Yep, she's a really pretty girl, too.
Oh, that's great to hear. Did the date go well?
Yeah, she's a nice girl. I think I deserve a nice lady, don't I?
Oh, yeah.
I think you do, Cheezer. And I'm glad to hear you had a nice date.
And it's good to hear from
you. Yeah, I deserve a girlfriend. That's what I've been wanting for Christmas. I've been wanting to find a nice girl.
Well, Merry Christmas,
Merry
Cheezer.
Merry Christmas. We heard from Cheezer. That makes our holiday season.
That's like a Christmas present right there. And Cheezer had a nice date to the, did you say Buffet City?
Buffet City, yeah.
Buffet City, yeah. Jason's in Ankeny. Jason, welcome to Sound Off.
How are you doing?
Good. What's up?
Awesome, man. Hey, so, you know, we don't get to a lot of pro guys that come out of Ankeny or Iowa.
In which
sport? What are you guys' thoughts? What are you guys' thoughts on, let's just dumb down sports for a little bit and let the kids be kids.
What sport are we talking
about?
Oh, we can talk about basketball, football, baseball, hockey. It don't matter.
Okay, so you just want to, not be as into it? Just think we should all back down a little bit?
No, I don't think we should dumb it down. I'm saying dumb it down like, hey.
No, back down.
Your kid may not be the best in the world. Let's just enjoy it.
I'm with you. Yeah, that's good advice. Yeah, John, your kids may not be the best athletes in the world.
Well, hopefully they're doing push-ups and sit-ups right now before bed, drinking milk.
I think having them run cones on a Sunday night's a bad idea. up next, Devin Booker makes this young fan from Iowa.
He looks familiar.
Very happy.
That fan kind of looks like you, except he has really good hair.
What the heck does that mean, John? Knockout results, which social media is out?
Oh, look at this. Facebook is out of here.
The Goliath.
I'm guessing it has to do with some of the legal trouble they've gotten into recently.
Oh, my gosh. But yeah, it's been a rough year for Facebook.
Facebook and Snapchat, pretty close.
But so many people still use it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you don't know that many people. Anybody in your family using Snapchat?
My wife does a little with her sisters, but...
Oh, that's so they can talk about you without you knowing.
For sure.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
That's all right. Time to bounce around some more topics. We call it face-off. Morningside College out of Sioux City won the NAIA National Football Championship on Saturday. Grandview won it 5 years ago.
Right.
Cool to see a semi-local team win a national title.
Only undefeated college football team in Iowa this year. Congratulations, Mustangs.
The Bears. Won the NFC North today after beating the Packers 24-17. I noticed Chris from Green Bay is eerily silent.
Haven't heard from him at all in weeks.
I'm a Bears fan. I don't think they have enough offense to win at all, but hey, they have a great defense. And remember, Rex Grossman took them to the Super Bowl 12 years ago.
I think Mitch Trubisky is also capable of losing a Super Bowl.
Hey.
He is actually better than I thought he'd be, and that defense is great. John, enjoy that defense.
I will.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about rodeo. But I do know when you win a world championship in anything, that's pretty good.
It's really good.
Two Iowans, Wade Sundell of Boxholm and Tim O'Connell of Zwingle, each brought home world titles this weekend.
This is a skill I can't imagine. Props to Wade and Tim, homegrown Iowans winning world championships.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Jeff Goodman, national sports writer for Watch Stadium, ranked the top coaching jobs in the Big 12. Goodman ranks Iowa State sixth. Big-time props for game atmosphere, but he slots ISU last in resources and budget and recruiting base.
Six seems too low to me. Iowa State's considerable positives outweigh the negatives, and unlike a couple schools above Iowa State, like Texas and Oklahoma, the fans really care about basketball, and that should matter more. I think six is too low.
Agreed. Murph, I know your son, Colin, realized his dream Saturday of seeing his favorite team, the Suns, and his favorite player, Devin Booker, in person. How much did the sign help?
It helped a lot. A good friend told me the sign might get Booker's attention, and it did. He walked over, signed Colin's Booker jersey, and could not have been nicer in that brief exchange. Colin will never forget that moment, and I appreciated a moment of sports joy through the eyes of a kid.
I'm a Booker fan now.
Yeah, we need that every now and then to be reminded. You know, nothing cynical about it. It was just fun. Over under, red licorice, overrated Twizzlers.
Underrated?
Yeah.
Red Vines. I love Red Vines.
We agree on this. Who are these people that would pick Twizzlers over Red Vines?
Love the Red Vines.
What is wrong with you people?
Wait. Was that a buzzer?
Someone's
buzzing us for liking Red Vines?
Is that Tiny Ref?
Is that Tiny Ref?
No one would pick, no one in their right mind would say, I'll take Twizzlers. If they had the Red Vines choice, the choice is, I'm right about
Red Vines, for sure. Yeah.
So you go
if
to
they're
the
sitting
movie,
here, Twizzlers, Red Vines, I'm snagging the Red Vines.
Anybody is, unless they're insane.
Like this guy.
This does not mean that your show is number one. It means you have 1 minute remaining. So keep it tight and keep it simple. Simple, I'm out.
Serious question.
Yeah.
Why do we still employ him? He comes out.
Do we employ him, or does he just show up?
Well, he just shows up, but I assume he's getting something for being here. Why does
he
comes out on a weekly basis? He comes out, he insults us.
That's true.
And then he goes away. He slides away. He goes back into his hole or wherever he goes. And I'm sick of it. And I don't think it's just the Bush Light talking.
And he always wears those sunglasses to make him look cool. He's not cool.
He's not cool. No, he's like the opposite of cool.
Definite opposite of cool.
I'm tired of it. All right, are we done? I'm just thrown off by the Tiny Ref. I'm sick of it. Maybe 2019,
light.
Maybe no Tiny
Ref. And we heard from Cheezer, too, tonight.
Welcome back. It's good to hear from Cheezer, not good to hear from the Tiny Ref. That'll do it for us. We are back next week, and we hope you are, too.
We leave you with the sound-off send-off. Halftime entertainment at Linville Sully.
Let's
check this out. After missing 4 three-point shot attempts, Superintendent Shane Ehrsman decides to go with the bounce pass shot instead.
We should have done that to begin with.
On his very first attempt, it's money. He gets a gift certificate for a free slice of pizza.
Enjoy that pizza.
Great shot.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.